There is one name you will see and hear more than any other during your time in Salzburg, and that's the name Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart was a sickeningly prodigious composer and performer who was already crafting intricate pieces and wowing audiences worldwide long before his age reached double figures. Although Mozart spent much of his life in other cities such as Vienna and Prague, it's Salzburg that was his birthplace and true home. Understandably, with such strong connections to a musical genius, this city goes a little cuckoo for the composer. In every nook and cranny of Salzburg, you'll find Mozart recitals, Mozart restaurants, Mozart shops, and Mozart statues. Salzburg is also home to the Mozarteum University of Salzburg, which specializes in music and the dramatic arts, and has a wonderful concert hall to boot. It's a great place to catch a show, and is very close to where we are now. Go and seek it out if you have the time. In the meantime, we are standing outside the Mozart Wohnhaus, or Mozart Residence. Mozart was actually born elsewhere in the city, and we'll visit that address later. But this is where Wolfgang and his family lived between 1773 and 1780. The reason for the family's move was because this house offered more space than their previous residence at Getreidegasse. A letter at the time from Leopold to his wife read, "The way we have been sleeping with each other, like soldiers, cannot continue. Wolfgang is no longer 7 years old." The move from Getreidegasse to Markartplatz, which was then called Hannibalplatz, proved worthwhile. At this address, the young Mozart rattled off symphonies, divertimenti, serenades, piano and violin concertos, arias, masses, and various other pieces of sacred music. The museum tells the story of the Mozart family and their time here. There's also a small collection of old musical instruments. By the way, I should point out the building you now see is a reconstruction. The original was destroyed by a bomb during the war in 1944, and for many years afterwards, a none too handsome set of office blocks stood here. Finally, in the mid-1990s, the International Mozarteum Foundation knocked down the offices, rooted out the original blueprints of the house, and rebuilt it. As you can see, they did a very convincing job of it. Once you have learnt a little more about Wolfgang, Leopold, and the rest of the Mozart clan, we are going to make our way to St. Sebastian Church and Cemetery. Turn right out of the front of the Mozart Wohnhaus, then branch left onto Dreifaltigkeitsgasse. Next, turn right onto Paris-Lundrunstrasse, and after a minute or two, the church and cemetery will appear on your right. I'll be waiting for you there.